And now Tyler Swanson. Swanee, did make sure you got to make sure you confirm this for me. Nobody jinxed Pep in that last inning?
Nobody jinxed him. I was too scared to even look at the iPad, honestly.
You know, the second game, you guys struggled a little bit defensively, but Pepin just kept pitching over it every time somebody was on base.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say enough. He was throwing strikes. He was in the zone all the time. You know, we sent him back out there, and he had just touched 70 pitches, I think, when we went out for the sixth. So hats off to Austin and Isaac. Isaac pitched great in the first game. Coop came up with a couple of timely hits for us. You know, we were a couple hits away today from breaking it open a few times with some guys on base. Just nothing's fallen for us yet, but putting together some good at-bats. So I'm really happy with what we did today.
Yeah, with Cooper being so young, I mean, he's young, but he's a baseball player, and that's just the way it is. It's always been with him since he was a little leaguer. For him to make that play at third base, that is quite a play.
Yeah, and that's a momentum swing, right? They looked like they were kind of getting something going on Austin there. Obviously had a guy on base, and Coop steps up, makes the play. He's a freshman, but, you know, he's been with these guys a lot. He's always played up, you know, as you're talking in Little League. He played Legion with him last year. He was on the mound in that, you know, Legion state championship game. So he's used to the bright lights, and we trust him out there, and he played very well today.
Well, you just got another bright light from me, because for some reason it turned on my phone when I was doing the Facebook or Instagram thing. Okay, first game. You mentioned Isaac. They had runners on every single inning. And he was able to wiggle off the hook every time.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a credit to Isaac. We wanted to throw him out there because he hadn't gotten any innings yet. He wasn't with us in the Dells because he wasn't feeling the greatest. So shout out to him. You know, like you said, guys were on base, but he did a great job of pitching around, soft contact, and our guys made the plays behind him. We didn't have any errors in that first game. I was really happy with that for sure.
Yeah, I bet you were. So Escanaba tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, it's a rivalry game, right? You know, we both know each other well. These guys have been playing against each other their whole lives. We'll be ready for it. I'm excited to see what we got. I'm happy with our results today. We got a couple of gritty wins. And, you know, Escanaba Gladstone is special. And I'm excited for it tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So, by the way, Scott Hansen was here spying on you today.
Hey, no, that's a good opportunity for Coach. You know, they play Nagani as well, so that if I was him, I would have done the same exact thing for sure.
They had their practice, and then he went 56 in a 55 zone from Escanaba's field over here. Okay, Swanee, say your shout-outs on behalf of the team, man.
Yeah, just everybody listening, everybody that comes out to support us, our booster club. We got a breakfast fundraiser coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, tell us about that, eh?
From 8 to 1 at the Gladstone Middle School. Some great, great raffle prizes there. $10 to get in. You can pay at the door, Gladstone Middle School. Come get a nice all-you-can-eat breakfast. Ton of raffle prizes for that. So come support us, self-funded, obviously. So we appreciate everybody's support. Everybody's listening, family, mom, dad, wife, and kids were here. Easton's up with me, listening to me on the radio. So everybody who's here, we certainly appreciate all your support.
Easton got to eat a big breakfast there.
I'm sure he will. He was having donuts in the dugout today. So
donuts.
Yeah.
you don't want to eat donuts. You get a gut like mine, kid. Yeah. No, that breakfast has been, I remember when Lauger and that crew started it way back when, and that's been a big thing. And it's a lot of fun too.
Yeah. It's a cool environment. You get to kind of visit with some people we don't always see or come to support us that we don't get to talk to. So a chance to meet the team. Shout out to our booster board who does most of the work to make that happen. It's a lot of work, but it's a big fundraiser for us, and it's a good time too. So,
well, Swanee, good luck tomorrow. I'll be on the air with the Norse at the time, but I'll be keeping an eye on the Game Changer to
keep
people up to date during the Norse game.
Perfect.
And good luck to you, and good luck to Coach Hansen as well. I'll be very neutral.
All right, Jack, appreciate it. Thanks for being here tonight.
All right, thanks, man. All right.